Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. How can you help it? God's on the move all around us. Praise the Lord. This morning we have a miracle sitting with us, Marie. Some of you may not know, but Marie had an accident this past week and ended up in the hospital having a CAT scan. And she's a miracle sitting here. God touched her. No residual effects, even though physically it looked pretty bad. But she's here today with us, and so praise God. Amen. We need to give God all the credit and glory. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not done yet, Marie. We're glad you're here this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. No doubt. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing or no one compares with you, Lord. For what shall a man profit if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we just surrender to you, Lord. We acknowledge your mighty works, your power. This morning, Lord, we thank you for all you do, all you're doing, and all you will do, Lord. What you have done, we thank you, Lord, that your hand is not short, that it cannot save. And Lord, that you're moving in our midst, no matter what the report, no matter what's seen or heard, Lord. We've seen your hand move in the midst of terrible things, Lord, where righteousness and injustice have been taken care of, Lord. Your hand moving, Lord. We mourn the loss of a soul who should have known you, Lord, and who we would have liked to have seen come in the kingdom, Lord, but because of sin and because of rebellion and foolishness and false teaching and false doctrine and false religion, Lord, they've gone to a place they can't recover from. Father, we love you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Now, Lord, build up, edify, exhort, and comfort through your word this morning. Cause faith to grow. Father, we proclaim we have open hearts and receptive minds, Lord, to your word today and what you have. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. I'm just your mouthpiece, Lord. You get all the glory and honor and blessing to yourself, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you that your hand is moving in the midst of a world of report that is catastrophic, ungodly. Your hand is still moving, Lord. You are still on the throne. You are still in control. And for that we praise you and we thank you. We give you honor and glory. We lift our hands and our hearts and our countenances to you, Lord. We say we love you. Nothing we desire can compare with you, Lord. We take pleasure in worshiping you this morning, Lord. Now we thank you again for your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I felt impressed to call this message this morning, "What You See Is What You Get," or "Faith Stands Alone." Praise the Lord. You can turn with me, if you will, to Exodus chapter 23, verses 1 and 2. Exodus chapter 23, verses 1 and 2. You know, I find it interesting this morning that Gene brought up a scripture that I had not considered until just now. that talks about how we're encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. In this time in history, we're being bombarded with every kind of report imaginable. Hearing these reports without the knowledge of and the faith in God and the works and the promises of the Father through Jesus Christ can cause us to stumble, can cause us to wonder and say, God, where are you? And yet, if you're in His presence, if you're in fellowship with Him, with His Word, if you're giving Him presence, then God is operating in your life, as you well know, every day and every moment of your life. Again, I'm going to refer to Marie. She fell this week, put a big knot on her head. Had it not been for the angels watching over her, had it not been for the Word of God and the faith of God, as we prayed, we might have had a very different outcome. But because of the faithfulness of God and because of His undying, unfailing, unchanging love, Marie is here completely well. All of the tests came back negative. She's doing well. And, I mean, all the fear is gone. Peace is there. And so we need to give God glory. We thank the Lord. Amen. Give Him great honor and great glory for that. Hallelujah. So no matter what the situation of the report, God is still moving. And if you look a little bit past the things you hear and you see, you will see the mighty hand of God moving in this world. Now, one of the things that I'm going to refer to is what just happened in Libya. Now, I lived in Libya for a couple of years when I was a youngster, right there in Tripoli, which is Muammar Gaddafi's front yard. And they were having problems then, but it were not the problems that they have been having as of late because of Gaddafi's reign and rule. And from the looks of things, and from the arrogance of the statements that he made, it looked like he was going to basically annihilate Libya, annihilate the whole country, because they wouldn't bow to him. And the hand of God moved in spite of these arrogant accusations and arrogant statements that he made, talking about killing them all. He's now dead. Now we mourn the soul of that man because he doesn't know the Lord. He died without Jesus, at least as far as we know he did. But the point is, righteousness and justice of God prevailed, and now that country is headed towards a new place. Amen. Amen. I can tell you, Libya was not a bad place to live at one time. I would remind you that if you look back ever since the beginning of the Iraqi war, we've seen some of the greatest offenders and unjust, tyrannical people disposed of. Some by our own hands, and I believe they were led by the hand of God, by the Spirit of God, and some by the hands of other people. But they're not around anymore. You think back about Pharaoh when the children of Israel were getting ready to leave Egypt. Moses came and spoke and declared the word of the Lord and told him, let God's people go. Let my people go. And arrogance he set in. His heart was hardened and Pharaoh perished. And his household perished. And it was because he would not submit or surrender to the will of God. Now this morning what I want to talk to you about is the fact that it doesn't make any difference, once again, what we see or what we hear, what the news media says, that's not the truth. That may be a fact in action, but it's not the truth. Amen? You can all say amen, because it's a fact. It's the truth. It's truth, and truth doesn't change. In Exodus 23, verses 1 and 2, it says, you shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you testify in a dispute so as to turn aside after many to pervert justice. We right now have a regime in our government. They're not involved with the works of God. They're not involved with the thoughts of God. They pervert. How many know without God, the best you can do is be a liar? Oh, Did I hit too close to home? Without God, the best you can do is to be a liar. I recently had somebody say to me, you know, I'm a good person. I live a good life. I don't harm anybody. I do what's right. I take care of my family. And I said to that individual, I said, you know what? I said, I'm not questioning that. But that's not the answer. The answer is living a life, as the song says, worth a living. Having a change in my behavior. Happiness is knowing the Lord. Real joy is knowing the Lord. Amen? And serving Him. No matter how good you are, the best you can do is operate in your own thoughts, your own wisdom, your own abilities, and I'm sorry, it falls far short. How many can testify to that and say amen? That's right. Hallelujah. Once again, we hear all kinds of reports coming from all kinds of places. Most, in fact, all of them, do not promote faith, peace, or hope. Is that the truth? Hallelujah. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when desire comes, it is a tree of life. What are we talking about, hope? Without God, we don't have any hope. All we can do is rely on what we can see and what our abilities are, and how many once again know all our abilities fall very, very short. And when calamity and trouble comes, where do you run to? Where do you turn to? When you've done all you can and there's no more to do, where are you at and where does hope come from? It only comes from God. Hope is only in God. That's the only place where you can trust. Be at peace and be safe. Today, negative or bad news comes from every side. And it's easy sometimes to succumb to these bombardments, even if only for a moment. How many can say with me that there's, you know, sometimes when you hear these things, you think, God, it looks like we're losing. But we're not. And it comes just for a moment, maybe only for a moment. But the key is we're supposed to put down those things and not take them up and not be involved with them. Don't do what you're admonished not to do in Exodus 23, verses 1 and 2. Don't circulate a false report. What's a false report? Yes, there may be facts. Yes, it may be going on right in front of your face. But that is not the truth. The truth is Jesus came to give life and that more abundantly. And that He has done, that He is doing, and that He will continue to do until He returns again. Hallelujah. We are admonished in Titus 1:15 that to the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and their conscience are defiled. Now that word pure comes out of the Concordance 25:13. It means ethically free from corrupt desire, from sin and guilt, blameless, innocent, unstained with the guilt of anything. To the pure. If you're pure, which you know you are because you've been bought with the blood of Jesus, Jesus paid the price to redeem you and to save you from all the things that would try to destroy you, all the things that would try to bury you, put you under financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually. He took all of those things and did away with them. And so now you have a pure heart and a pure mind. Amen? Now sometimes it gets a little muddied up, but we know how to take care of that, right? It's just a matter of saying, Father, I repent. I'm sorry. I got caught up in just for just a moment, but that's not where I believe. That's not where I'm staying. And here's what I really believe. And then make that proclamation. But to the pure, or those who are free from corrupt desire, those who are free from sin and guilt, those who are blameless and innocent, and those who are unstained with the guilt of anything, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Look today at the things you hear coming from the White House, from people who are involved in all these things. You know, people sometimes stand up for things that are good, but they're not righteous. I don't know that I'm against totally what's going on down on our city streets in Denver, but those people are going about it the wrong way. My Bible tells me that my place to go when things aren't going right or I don't like what I'm seeing, go to the rock that's higher than I am. Amen? The rock that's higher than you and I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's where you're going to find peace and safety. That's where you're going to find the change. God's still on the throne and He's still operating. Now, 3392 is the word defiled. In that same scripture, Titus 1:15. And it means to defile or to pollute, to sully or to contaminate, to soil or defile with sins. Anything other than faith, it's impossible to please Him. And that's where you enter in to the fact that your thoughts aren't pure anymore. That's where these people are who don't know the Lord. Their thoughts aren't pure. They cannot see things clearly. Their understanding is skewed. Their understanding is darkened because they're listening to a voice other than God's. They don't know how to run to Him and be safe. How many remember the righteous run into the Lord and they are safe? Safe. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, 6 through 9 says, be anxious for nothing. That word anxious means don't be troubled with cares. That's what he's saying. Don't be troubled with cares in anything. But in everything, by prayer, first of all, number one is prayer, and number two is supplication, which is just a more fervent prayer. With thanksgiving, that's number three. First of all is prayer, supplications, and then the thanksgiving goes right along with that. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God. Don't run to your... I mean, it's not wrong to go to your congressman and complain, to stand up for righteousness. But when all's said and done, don't stop there. Go on and go to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. You should have been already anyway. Trust Him. Let your requests be made known to God. And then what happens is, and the peace of God, which passes, it's far, far beyond our understanding, passes all understanding, will guard that peace, that wisdom, that knowledge will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Now, through all the news and all the things we see and we hear throughout the world, how many would have believed a few years ago that the Iron Curtain would fall, that you'd see it in your lifetime? And yet God's hand moved. God loves those people as much as He loves us. How many would have believed that the USSR would fall and be opened? The Iron Curtain would come down. East Germany would now be open without any borders or guards or walls or barbed wire. How many, when we entered the war, really, really believed that Saddam Hussein would perish in that war? How many believed that we would finally get Osama bin Laden with his arrogant declarations, his arrogant threats? And now Muammar Gaddafi, who said he'd annihilate everybody in Libya if he had to. And now he's gone. Some by the hand of the U.S. and some by the hand of his own people. God's power and His hand are evident in this world today. It's easy to hear these reports, and especially when they come so fast and so many of them so quickly that we miss sight. But if you'll stand back, be still, you'll see the hand of God move and you'll know that He is God. Amen? You'll see that He's taking care of this. God's not done with this world. I believe very much that He's coming back. In fact, I expect any moment to just have Him. I mean, I just almost like I have to look over my shoulder. I mean, I believe He's coming. I don't know if it's today or when I'm 90 or 92. I don't know when it is, but I know that, and I know that it's got to be soon, just by the things that I see and the things that I know, and by what I feel in my spirit. Hallelujah. We're to think on those things that are spoken in verse 8 of Philippians 4. We're supposed to meditate on those things, not what we see, not what we hear. I mean, it's easy. It's like literally we are bombarded with these things every day anymore. Hurricanes, tidal waves, earthquakes, people dying all around us. I can tell you that my belief is that this earth is unsettled. And the one who is the father of this world, not the creator, the father of this world, which is Satan, is starting to get nervous because he knows his time is short. Amen? Some of his ace, or if you will, some of the people who are his aces in the hole are perishing. And his knees are starting to knock, his teeth are starting to chatter. I hope you can get a picture of that. Watching that dummy just absolutely start quaking his boots. Scared. And you know what? Scared of you and I as we serve the Lord. And just like Paul and some of the others, when the demon saw him, he said, "Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you?" Let me tell you, they know who you are. Did you hear me this morning? They know who you are. You're the redeemed, blood-bought, Spirit-filled, powerful children of the Most High God, heirs of Him. You're joined with Him and seated with Him in heavenly places. You're at the right hand of God. You are the arms and the feet and the mouthpiece and the body of Christ. Remember, one will put 1,000 and two will put 10,000. You have power and authority. Keep your focus in the right place. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 9. "The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do." If you'll do those things, then the promise is the God of peace will be with you. And if He's with you, then what happens in your life? Where are you at? What's operating in your life? Peace. Peace. No fear. Don't put your eyes on what you see. Put your eyes on Him. Put your eyes in faith and your thoughts and your mind and your hearing in faith in the Word of God. Amen? In the one in which there's no shadow of turning. There's no lies. There's no deception. Amen? Hallelujah. We all hear every day about wars, catastrophe, and destruction. With those come the ability or the thought to panic and fear. But in the Word, in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." They're not physical. They're not weak. "But mighty through God," or mighty in God. For what? "For pulling down strongholds." Remember, you have the armor of God, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Your feet are shod up with preparation of the gospel of peace, and your loins are girt about with truth. Get a picture of you standing in that armor. That armor standing out there as you hold the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith, and as you go and challenge those things, and as you go out and proclaim to people, Jesus is still alive. Jesus is coming again. And your only hope is in Him. We're promised in the Word that in these last days there will be all kinds of these calamities and things happen. But Jesus said, the Father said, "I'm with you always, even to the end of the world, end of the earth." In which time He sets up His new kingdom. Amen? Hallelujah. I am so looking forward to that. How about you? That word carnal means, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're not governed by mere human nature and not by the Spirit of God." That's what carnality is. Governed by the mere human nature and not by the Spirit of God. And strongholds is anything on which one relies, listen carefully, the arguments and reasonings by which a disputant endeavors to fortify his own opinion and defend it against his opponent. You want me to repeat that? Strongholds is anything on which a person relies, the arguments and reasoning by which a disputant endeavors to fortify his own opinion and defend it against his opponent. And that's either negative, if you're listening to the world and watching the world and operating in the world, or it's positive in the things of God. And the fortification in a believer comes automatically because you're believing in the Word and the truth. Praise God. Then in verse 5 it says what we're supposed to do with those, when those strongholds come or when those thoughts come, all these things come to try to bombard our minds. We're supposed to cast down any arguments, no matter what the world throws at us. You know, recently I think I told you about listening to Pierce Morgan. For those of you who don't know him, you're not missing much. He took Larry King's place on his show. And he was interviewing Joel Osteen. And of course, he's got a question. And of course, the world has a full of questions. But we're full of answers, amen? If we know the Lord, we're supposed to be full of answers. The right answers. The truth. The truth that sets people free. Amen? Ourselves and others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when those things come and you get things like that, no matter what the enemy tries to bring to your mind, Harry said, all kinds of things started to come to his mind and he was concerned for a minute, but then God's power and peace took over, took Marie in, all the scans, the CAT scans and everything came back, even with the big old knot on her head. And the concern, because even though it was not open and bleeding, there was blood coming from that knot. Took her in the hospital and the doctors could only stand there and say, which is what we prayed, there's nothing wrong. She'll be sore, little knot on the head, but there's nothing wrong. God's not done with her yet. God's not done with you and I yet. The best is yet ahead for you and I. The best is yet ahead for you and I.
Amen.
And I can tell you there's people right now who have gone before us who would have loved to have been in our position today. To see the triumphant re-entry of the Lord into this world. I mean, He's never really gone, amen. He's not dead. His arms do not shorten any more short that He cannot save, amen. Hallelujah. Anyway, when these kind of thoughts come or what we see and what we hear, we're supposed to cast down those arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. High thing, what is that? High thing is anything that tries to portray that it's smarter and better and better equipped than God, God's Word, and God's people. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Isn't that what these people have done? Gaddafi? Even our President Obama? Trying to exalt his thoughts, his will, his opinions above the will and opinions and the knowledge. The knowledge. Not just opinions, but knowledge, first-hand knowledge, given by the Word and by an experience of a life surrendered to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And we're supposed to bring, you have power and authority, you're supposed to bring every thought that doesn't come from God into captivity and force it into the obedience of Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. So this morning I would say to you, don't get caught up looking at the things that surround you. And if you are looking, don't look at what's happening, but look at what God's doing in the background. Amen? Because His hand's moving. He's moving. He's not just sitting up there idly, just kind of yawning and another day. And yet many of us get into that complacent state and attitude. We need to be going with everything within us. From the moment we take our first breath in the morning when we wake up till the time we give our last breath at night before we go to sleep. Going for God as hard as we can. Following whatever He tells us in whatever way He tells us. Amen? Touching lives. Ministering to those around us. Even our own family members. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear and see, just like you do, all the turmoil in the world. But I also see, and as I listen and look, God's hand moving strong. Once again, who would have believed all the things we've seen in our lifetime? The fall of Russia and its tyrannical rule. The fall of East Germany and its tyrannical rule. The oppression of those people. Hallelujah. China right now. While they may not be aggressively pursuing warlike things in the world, they're still tyrannical. They're still trying to oppress the people. And yet, the largest church in the world is now in China. Amen. Amen. The largest church in the world is now in China. Underground. Not even exposed. I forget who it was who gave a testimony recently about that. I think it was Harry. You'll have to ask him about that testimony, what happened while the leaders were all away. God's on the move, folks. And I'm telling you, no matter how they try to oppress, no matter how they try to stomp out, no matter how they try to black out, no matter how they try to cover up the Word of God will prevail. The Word is Jesus. He's alive, living, powerful. Amen? Sharper than any two-edged sword. There's not another weapon that can stand up to the sword of the Spirit and to Jesus, the living Word. Amen? Hallelujah. Think about what your reaction was even this week when you heard of Gaddafi's death. Amen. But yet my heart grieves because it's another soul that went to hell. No hope. It's over for Gaddafi. Once again, God's not willing, He doesn't desire or look for any to perish. He did what He did for all. But unfortunately, their wants and desires were greater than their want and desire for God. Their lust for leadership, for ruling over people, for manipulation and control of people, far outweighs their desire for God, if there's any desire at all. Now Libya is liberated. Think back to the day when you were liberated, set free from the tyrannical rule of sin, the devil's oppression in your life. Amen. What a day. I'm reminded of the old song that says, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Amen. When we stand before Him and all of the warfare and all of the things we go through in this life can't compare. The Word tells us that. Can't compare with the glory of what's ahead of us. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not just individuals in this world. We're men and women who are the ones who have the authority and the power given by God, that dominion restored to His people like it was given to Adam and Eve. And now our responsibility is to act and move in that authority and that dominion, to rule and reign in this life. Not succumb to what we see or what we hear, but what we know is truth. Do you know today the truth of God? Are you convinced? Tyranny is now dead in Tripoli. All the atrocities of Gaddafi are now going to be, in some cases, painful, but they're going to be a distant memory. But we pray that people don't forget what it was like to be in that oppression. Today, have you forgotten what it was like to be oppressed by the enemy, lost in sin? Don't go back to that, but thank God every day that He brought you out of that with a strong and mighty hand. Amen. Hallelujah. The righteousness and justice of God, the hand of God prevailed. Psalm 46, 10 and 11. If you want to turn there, I've got just two or three more scriptures. Psalms 46, verses 10 and 11. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations and will be exalted in the earth. And remember in verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Turn with me to Deuteronomy 28. passage to all of us. And here's what it says in verses 12 through 14. It says, "The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens to give you rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head." Listen carefully, please. "The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them." And verse 14 says, "So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I commanded you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them." More promise of God. You're the head and not the tail. Please hear that today. You're the head and not the tail. We don't have any right to be sitting hoping or expecting for God to move in our lives. We need to know and understand because of His love, He is. His love never ends in spite of us. Amen. Because of His love. That's what motivates Him. Not your actions or inactions or your sin. You may grieve Him for a moment, but the minute you turn and say, "Father, I'm sorry, I repent for being involved in whatever it was," you're free. Amen. And His love continues on. His love for Gaddafi didn't end with Gaddafi's death. He still loved him. Still loves him. But his chance is over. And that's a tragedy. Which of us can stand and say that the things in our life weren't just as bad, even though we may not have caused physical harm to some other people like he did? Murdered innocent people. And yet with our words and actions, sometimes that's exactly what we do. When we're not led by the Spirit, when we're not ruled by the Spirit of God, and we just let ourselves get carried away. Finally, 2 Corinthians 4:6 2 Corinthians 4:6 "For it is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give light, the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Praise the Lord. We're of a different species. We're of a different Father. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you this morning, you're holding all the aces. As long as you're holding on to this, continuing to walk in faith, giving praise and glory to the Lord, and giving this place in your life, His Word, you're holding all the aces. You hold all the cards. You hold all the power. You hold all the ability. No weapon formed against you will prosper. No plan, no attack, no device, no thing, no sickness, no calamity. Marie, nothing, no calamity. What the enemy has meant for harm, God has turned to good. Amen. Hallelujah. Living proof sitting right here. Hallelujah. Recent, within this last week. Hallelujah. 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 I love Him today. And I'm here to tell you that I've made my decision. My life is dedicated to His service and His Word. And I'm going to tell everyone I get the chance to tell that God leads me to or leads to me about the goodness of God, even in my own household. Amen. Let's be like little children. Let's don't have any preconceived ideas or thoughts. Let's just believe Him for the sake of believing, because He said it. And because like that little child who trusts his mom and dad, we trust Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord, He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Amen. Hallelujah. How many can say with me this morning, you're a victor and not a victim? Amen. Hallelujah. You should be able to shout that. A resounding amen. So be it. Hallelujah. I trust this blessed you this morning. Hallelujah. My faith on heaven's table land. A higher place or plane than I have found. We can change that title this morning somewhat. Not what you see is what you get, but what you believe is what you get. And faith stands alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stand with me. Glory to God. Father, I thank You that in the history of our lives with You, in history throughout, Lord, but in this house, Lord, we've seen Your mighty hand move. We've experienced, seen, and been a part of Your mighty hand moving because of faith and the prayer of faith, standing on Your Word, believing Your Word, Lord. Even, again, today, this past week, but even today, Lord, Your miracle working power is at work. We thank You, Lord, for loving us, for equipping us, for making us more than conquerors. Hallelujah. I thank You for Your peace now coming. I speak and proclaim and prophesy peace on every person who's in this house today and everyone who hears this message. Faith arises. Faith causes emboldenment and victory in lives. And Lord, those who are standing on the border, hoping and wishing, Lord, that Your mighty hand would come. Draw them in, Lord. Convince them that what You say is true. We already know, Lord. We've experienced it. We give You praise and thanks for that. We give You honor and glory. I thank You for the miracle of every person who's in this place today. And I thank You for the miracles that are coming because of their faithfulness, Lord, and because You love them. I love You, Lord. I thank You for this day and this time. And I've made my determination, Lord. We've made our determination. We're not going to stay in the place of wishing or hoping or cowering at what we see. But we're going to believe the Word of God that says 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near to us. More than conquerors, Lord. The battle is Yours, Lord, but the victory is ours. And we choose and make the determination today to serve You, to believe You, to trust You with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name. Does anyone need prayer today for anything? Does anybody need prayer for anything? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's agree with Harry.
Father, I thank You.
Yes.
I thank you that you brought Chris back into our area. And we could talk to him a little bit about the things that he needs to know. Father, as he travels, as he drives that truck, I'm asking you right now, Father, to make yourself so real to him that he has no doubt in his mind. But make yourself so real to him that as he rides along it, that Jesus sits right in the truck right next to him and just shows him that this is the way to go. Follow this road. Thank you, Father, for your hearing of our prayers. And I thank you, Father, that you show us so many things each day, that you are so real. And we praise you and thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to just tell you. See, I know firsthand what Harry was just praying. It wasn't all that many years ago that I was sitting in a truck running across through Salida, back up into Alamosa. And on that old highway where there was no lights, just a two-lane highway with no shoulders or anything, the moonlight was so bright you didn't even need your headlights or anything. You could see for miles. And I was sitting there listening to the radio, listening to praise and worship music and praising and worshiping the Lord. The presence of the Lord was so tangible in the buddy seat in that truck that I had to keep looking over because He was there. He was there. Riding with me. Blessing me. Revealing Himself to me. Amen. Keeping me. Protecting me. Man, I'm telling you, you know you've had an experience when the presence of God is so real that it's tangible. And I've experienced that in my life. Amen. And I encourage you, if you haven't, hang in there. It's coming. I believe probably most all of you have, if not all of you. But if you haven't, I encourage you today, stand. Don't give up. Don't give in. Keep looking to Him. And I guarantee you, it'll become so real that you could just almost touch it. In fact, you can touch it. Amen? So I agree with Harry's prayer for his nephew. And I thank God that the Holy Spirit is always chasing people to share the love of God with them and to show them there's more than what they've experienced so far. It's not your good works. It's not your good thoughts. It's not doing good. It's serving and loving the Lord. And that makes everything that you're doing already so much sweeter. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else need prayer? Amen. It was our privilege, Marie. We love you. Love you and Harry. Amen. Well, to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Father, right now we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, that your words come forth. Seal your word, and only your word in every heart by the Holy Spirit of promise. Let all other words fall to the ground. And Lord, you are the one that we want to and that we give to all the glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for going with your people, for being with your people. And we thank you, Lord, we're anticipating. We're eagerly anticipating your inevitable supernatural intervention in our lives this week. From the moment we leave here today, Lord, till the time we come back again, not just Wednesday, but Sunday. And Lord, that we'll have testimonies and good reports that will cause all of us to exalt and praise you even more than today. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Go with your people. I thank you, your blessings rest upon them, Lord. Your face shines upon them. And your peace abounds and is rich in each person. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.